This episode brought to you by broke ass red wine.
Oh, it's got a Band-Aid on it.
It does have a Band-Aid on the donkey.
On the donkey.
Oh my God, I love that. You'd think with a name like that, it wouldn't be so good, but it is good.
It is pretty good. It is vintage 2016.
Vintage 2016. I love it.
And I got it at the grocery store, so you would think it was good.
The back says bandage your budget. Love it.
Nice.
And there's a Band-Aid on the back, too.
Aw, get more broke-ass wine.
Broke-ass wine.
You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast. Welcome to the show, Natalie.
Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
What you been doing?
Drinking some wine, doing some stuff.
We've been super, super busy.
Can we talk about, this is probably not going to make sense when this airs, but that today's my birthday.
Today, oh, it is your birthday. I knew that because I gave you a birthday present when you came in. Cheers.
Cheers. Clink. Can we clink? Let's clink. Oh. Be loud. Clink.
Cheers. Cheers. I cheersed you last night before your birthday.
And we celebrated my birthday.
That was a good party.
It was a really good party.
And leftover Halloween candy.
Yeah, we did. Random nachos, really good dip, and leftover Halloween candy. And strawberry wedding cake, which is my favorite.
I didn't have any. I don't like cake. Love cake. We are really busy in life.
We are really busy in life.
And so we've been doing shows every other week because we don't have as much time right now. And so probably after the holidays, maybe we'll go back to.
We could, yes. We're like both of our lives have been a little crazy. Mine is starting a whole new venture in life.
Crazy than mine.
Lots of crazy stuff. But yeah, we're trying to keep as many things going for y'all as we possibly can.
And we said that we would give away swag
to
commenters and listeners.
Oh, yes.
So today's giveaway goes to Snow Skippy, 813.
Snow Skippy, 813.
Send us an email and we'll send you your swag that you have won. You have to claim. You must be present to win.
Yes.
Snow Skippy. Recently, however many weeks ago it was now, I was having Chinese food at my favorite Chinese place with my coworker. Okay. And they have, it's a super classy place, but also they have giant screens on the walls and they play various different shows.
Nice.
So I look over and Days of Our Lives is on, which I used to watch in the 80s. And Marlena and John are at someone's wedding. But it appears that to be a situation where... Yeah, okay. It appears to be a situation where someone was supposed to get married and then didn't. So they just have
shocking.
A preacher right
shocking
there.
Shocking that that happened.
I mean, I'm assuming this, but I can't really read the subtitles...
While you're eating your Chinese food?
Yeah. So,
well, let's just Days of Our Lives in general. I, you know, probably other than Dallas and Friends and the Monkees, of course.
And all the other shows.
Of course. Days of Our Lives is my... I haven't missed an episode of Days of Our Lives now.
Are you serious?
Since 1987.
Do you DVR them?
I DVR it and throughout school. I was obviously... A young person.
I remember when you used to TiVo them.
I VHS'd it in my mom's basement. The only times, like, I literally, this is funny story, backstory to all of this, is that during the O.J. Simpson trial, they played Days at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my
so
God.
So you could keep up. And it was, because, of course, the trial was on all day on all the on the regular stations, and it's on NBC. I actually started watching in 87, actually. I haven't missed an episode since 90, because in 1990 was when Roman and Marlena came back from the dead. So from that point on, I haven't missed an episode. So I have been watching for 28 solid years.
Oh, my God. You're like my grandparents.
I am that person. So
they used
when
to
you
watch.
Posted about John and Marlena on the Facebook, and you were asking how could they possibly be getting married again, I was all, hey.
Okay, because I was watching it. So my coworker is sitting there, and I look up, and John is proposing to Marlena. And I said, what? How is he proposing to her? I watched this show in 1987 or 88. I don't even remember when it was. It was the end of the 80s. And
he was Roman at the time.
He was still Roman.
Yeah.
I never saw the original Roman until he came back.
Okay.
So John was Roman.
Right. Me too, and, actually, because, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah. When I started watching, it was late 80s, yeah. And he was Roman.
I was more of a General Hospital person, but I did also watch Days because my sister watched Days. And I think I kept watching because I liked John Black, who was Roman at the time.
I actually was watching because of Beau and Hope, who are my all-time faves.
Didn't they come back at that time?
Well, in 1990 was when they killed, quote unquote, killed Hope off.
Yeah.
And it was actually because she was pregnant in real life and she was leaving the show.
But they had come back after being gone.
They had been traveling the world. Beau and Hope had been traveling the world. On a
motorcycle.
No, on a boat. They were actually on a cruise.
I think I saw them go. I don't know because I didn't see them because they were like the 80s power couple.
They were. And they left, they traveled the world in a boat where they left from Salem, which is in Illinois. And they left on a boat to go around the world. Not sure how that happens. But you find that out later. But
wait, anyway. Is this the show that has Patches?
Yeah. Yes.
No, Patches.
Okay. Hold on.
And so, he had a girlfriend, and they got married.
First of all, okay, listen to her. She's all 30 years
old. He had a patch.
His name's not Patches.
For a while, he didn't have a patch.
That's true. That ruined the whole soap opera.
But they still called him Steve then. Did they call him Steve?
His name is Steve.
Okay, but
it's Patches. And they actually call him Steve now, but it's Patch, singular. He has one patch. If he had patches, he'd have sunglasses.
No, he'd have blinders.
We may have had that discussion at the bar last night. Patches is a dog's name.
Okay, fine, but is that Days of Our Lives?
Yes, this is like the history of Days of Our Lives. So, yes, that happened. But
getting back
to your seeing this, John and Marlena literally just got married again.
Okay.
It's been multiple times.
So I said to my coworker,
yes.
How are these two getting married? And she was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And then I explained to her, look, I watched this show like 25 years ago, and they had to have gotten together at some point before this. How are they just now getting married? Mm-hmm. So, of course, I posted that on Facebook, and then everyone's like, oh, you don't even know. So I looked it up, and yes. I have a timeline.
Do you have the timeline of every time they've gotten married and what's happened?
It was really hard, and then it stopped in, like, 2012. So I have some sketchy stuff. Okay. You'll have to fill in the blanks for me. Let me give you what I have.
It's been so many years, I might not even remember all these, and I'll be all happy when you tell me the different things.
So just know that John Black was my Roman.
Okay, yes.
I started with John Black as my Roman. His name is not... It's Drake Hogeston.
Drake Hogeston, yes.
Hogeston?
Hogeston.
Okay, fine. So John and Marlena's story started in 1986... Deirdre Hall played Dr. Marlena Evans. Drake Hogeston joined the show as an amnesiac named John Black.
Yes. He found his...
See, I didn't see that part.
He had no idea who he was, and he came on as an amnesiac. He found on a wall of, I think, like a Vietnam memorial thing, and he just saw the name John Black, and he took that on as his name because he had no idea who he was.
But he did get some information that suggested he was really Roman Brady.
Correct.
Who was married to Marlena, who was presumed dead.
Yes, on a beach.
Okay.
Many years past, yes. Okay.
I'd never seen Roman.
I never saw that original part either, until you're right, because Wayne Northrup played the original Roman Brady.
So they brought him back and they said to Marlena, this is your husband.
Yes.
He has had extensive plastic surgery. Which would explain why he doesn't look like Roman or talk like him or have the same bone structure.
And 3 inches taller.
Not the same voice. But okay.
Yes.
So she just accepts him as her husband.
Because there are so many things he knows. He knows personal details of their life.
Yes.
Side note, it's because he was brainwashed by Stephanie.
Yeah, I did see that part. But like,
so she thinks he's Roman because how could he possibly know these things that they did
together?
But
also, if someone brought me some blonde woman who's like 5'8" and sounds nothing like you and said,
you're like,
"We have very strong evidence that this is Natalie," I would be like, yeah, okay.
Sounds legit.
Well, if you have such strong evidence... I'm pretty sure if my husband, like, if someone brought in Natalie Portman and said, this is your wife, he'd be like, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yep. I've got it.
So true.
So I guess she was probably like, yeah, he's better looking totally than my husband. So I got it. Roman and Marlena were married until her death in a plane crash in 1987.
Yes.
I didn't see any of that. I don't remember her dying, but okay.
I think I started literally watching it right after that because I started seeing little segments of Beau and Hope in about 87. So both Roman and Marlena in my, you know, the original Roman, but were dead. So I only did know John Black as Roman Brady because he wrote Rose. He raised Carrie, who was Roman's daughter, as his own. And then Sammy and Eric.
And she was like, yeah, this is totally my dad.
Right. Everyone's like, yep, this is my dad. It's fine.
Marlena returned, and it was revealed that her plane crash death wasn't real.
Truth.
And she'd spent the last 4 years in a coma. Because comas fix everything.
Totally. And probably held captive, again, by Stefano DeMiro, because he did everything and was all-knowing and all-powerful.
Yeah. And then the original Roman actor, Wayne Northrop, came back. And this was a little while after I started watching it.
When Marlena came back from the dead, she comes back to Salem. And there's this big scene on the docks, because everyone has docks.
In Illinois.
Yeah. And, you know, because you cruise around the world. So she's on the dock, and that's funny, because Roman called Marlena Doc, because she's a doctor. Oh, yeah, because
she's a doctor.
And so then John Black as Roman, you know, took that persona on as well. So she's on the docks. And
the dock is on the dock.
She like emerges from some like foggy shadows, and John Black, aka actually at the time Roman Brady, is down there and sees her and is like, oh my God. So she came back from the dead first and reunited with Roman, quote unquote, who is John Black.
Right, John Black Roman.
And they got together like, oh my God, she's alive, and da 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 da. And then the real and Roman, then real came Roman back.
Showed up. Pause though. If I found out that my doctor used to have a husband who died and then some other guy came back she was like, that's absolutely my husband,
I might not trust her. I might not trust her.
Oh, but she got through medical school, so I guess she's smart. So
she's good.
Instead of replacing Drake,
because he's an amazing actor.
Yeah, yes. Everybody loves him because he's better looking than us. Yeah. They did another crazy soap opera switcheroo. It was revealed that the second Roman Brady, Drake, previously known as Amnesiac John Black, was an imposter who was programmed with the memories of the real Roman Brady.
Correct.
And I remember them, they did like a whole scene about him being brainwashed into believing he was Roman and getting all the information.
And to this day, John Black is missing parts of his past that he, because he was so literally like brain wiped out.
And now he's got this wife that he's just got to like forget about.
Yeah.
So this whole time, she didn't realize. He went back to being John Black like he was before, and he stuck around, and everybody was fine with it.
Right. Everyone's like, oh, remember like, this guy who was our brother? I guess he's just this guy named John
now. He's not. And Marlena's like, cool, see ya.
Great.
My husband's here now. Oh, by the
way, my husband's back, so I'm going to go back with him.
He looks exactly like he's supposed to. Weird.
Remember that time I thought you were him? Okay, great. Now he's actually back.
But he hung out with them, with Roman and Marlena, and they were all like, okay, whatever. Marlena and the real Roman reunited, and John married Isabella Toscano.
Yes.
But then Isabella died, and Marlena consoled grief-stricken John. Pretty sure you shouldn't do that, Marlena.
Right. And Isabella had a baby right before she died. She had Brady right before she died. Okay. So John and Isabella, like, that was a big thing because, like, it was such a brief period, and but they were so in love, and they got together, but that, like, formed a bunch of relationships because Isabella is Victor's daughter. So that bonded Victor and John forever. And then Brady was born, and then she died literally right after. I think she had pancreatic cancer. Yeah. And so you're right. After that, Marlena consoled him. That dying love that they found when he was fake Roman apparently kind of bonded them for life.
I still love you, even though you're not the person that... Whatever. So then Marlena got kidnapped by Stella Lombard, and she was left for dead in a demolished warehouse.
That was crazy. I remember that.
John saved her.
Yes.
And their feelings for each other were rekindled, of course. But John didn't want to hurt Roman. So he left town so he wouldn't try to hook up with Marlena. But then Marlena got on his private jet when he was leaving and they hooked up. Okay, this is when I stopped watching.
And
the
then
show.
Later it happened on a boardroom table because that's when Sammy saw them and was scarred for life when she was a teenager and hated her mom for years.
Well, I think this must have been the end of the summer and I had to go back to school or something because I don't know.
Yeah. All the good stuff happens in the summer. They try to hook you.
Right. Like I'm going to be able to come home and watch it. So Marlena later got pregnant and had a baby named Bill. Mm-hmm. And John insisted on a blood test because he thought he was the father. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't the father.
He was the father.
He wasn't the father. Okay, but...
Because
The
paternity test was switched.
Okay, I know, but in this timeline, he's not the father. He ended up delivering the baby because he saves everyone.
Of course.
And she's the doctor.
And babies are just born in the most random of places on soap operas, by the way. That just happened the other day.
And then Sammy, Marlena and Roman's daughter Sammy, kidnapped the baby.
Kidnaps the baby.
Her little half, possibly half sister, and tried to sell her on the baby market.
Yes.
Of course, John saved the baby.
And John was dating Kristen at the time, I believe. And they found the baby together.
Of course.
Yeah.
Roman found out about the affair between Marlena and John at Bell's christening. Because Sammy told them? Did Sammy tell him?
I believe, God, that was so long ago. I can't remember if she did.
Well, that's when Marlena found out that Sammy had switched the paternity test results. Mm-hmm. And John was actually Bell's father.
Bell's father.
And Roman had enough. And they got a divorce.
Yes.
And she and the baby lived with John for a while, but then they were too guilt-ridden to start a relationship. But that's your baby.
It's your baby together.
I don't understand. Then, and I remember this from commercials, but I didn't watch it, Marlena got possessed by a demon or something.
That was an extended period of time in about 1995 when they were really trying to hit the ratings hard.
That
and
was
it was crazy.
I think they weren't that was an outrageous thing for a soap opera.
It was, yeah.
But I think they started like a trend then.
They did.
Because everybody else started doing that.
They
were.
And at the time, soap operas were really trying to outdo each other. And this woman came along. She was actually a writer on the show. Know all this, of course. And she came along and was like, what can I do to make this crazy?
Yeah.
And she went over the top. So the reason Marlena was able to be possessed is because Stefano DeMira, who has always been obsessed with Marlena, he was like, somehow in the middle of the night, first of all, he somehow built this like thing in her dresser where she was able to go into the night and be with him. So she was very sleep deprived.
Like which, what is it? Lion Witch in the Wardrobe?
Right. Yes. Oh. She had like this dresser and he like sucked her in there while she was sleeping. So I don't know if she was drugged or what happened. I can't remember. So she was very sleep deprived because all this was going on. And because she was sleep deprived, that's how the demons got her. And she was possessed by the devil.
But she wasn't really, because it was drugs, right?
No, she was really possessed.
Was she?
Yeah, that actually happened.
Okay.
So they've had an on-again, off-again relationship.
But then John was somehow led to believe he was a priest, and he did, like, the exorcism.
Yes. He thought he was a priest in his former... He's many former lives.
Right.
Like, he never really knew
like that's the
what
part
he
forgot
did
was
prior
that he
to
was
being
a priest.
Roman. Yes.
Good-looking priest.
Exactly.
Well, this is when he hooked up with Stefano's adopted daughter, Kristen.
Okay.
But, of course, he still loved Marlena.
Mm-hmm.
And Kristen knew it was... Or she knew that he still loved her.
Yes.
And so she was possessive, as she should be.
Mm-hmm. And to this day, Kristen's crazy, so...
So she was totally insecure about their friendship and tried to keep them apart.
Mm-hmm.
Rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
John broke up with her because of it. He couldn't believe she'd be so jealous. And then he went back to Marlena.
Yes.
And then they broke up. And then they got married in 1999.
Yeah.
So... Again, we come back to how are they just now getting married in November of 2018?
They've been married and divorced multiple times.
This is crazy. Well, John slept with Hope Brady. That was a whole thing.
Because she was Princess Gina.
That's right. She was Princess Gina.
And that was way back when Hope was presumed dead, like we were talking about before.
And she came back as someone else.
So she, that whole time.
I saw a little bit of
that. She was Princess Gina. And that was when she had a relationship with John, who was also being programmed by Stefano at the time to be Roman Brady, but he was still John at the time. And so, yeah, long, long.
It's so crazy.
Historical deals.
See, I remember turning on the show one day, like probably summer started or there was a break or something. Mm-hmm. And I turned on the show and there's Hope and she's the princess. Yes. And I'm like, no, that's Hope. What's happening? I don't understand. This is like
an amazing trip down memory lane for me.
Oh, this is crazy. So she got pregnant, Hope did, and it turned out not to be John's. But then Marlena was brainwashed into believing she was a serial killer. Where do people get these brainwashing techniques?
I know.
And how easy is it to brainwash
Everybody
people?
Gets brainwashed on the soaps, like for sure.
Then Marlena was sleeping with Roman again and got pregnant but miscarried, and that gave her amnesia.
Oh, my gosh.
Like everyone in this show is either being brainwashed or getting amnesia, mm-hmm. or in general has scrambled eggs for brains.
Right. And everybody and has still a random doctor. Affairs, and no one ever uses protection, by the way.
Everyone's pregnant all the time.
Because the only reason affairs come out is because somebody has a baby.
Well, luckily, in 2005, an amnesia specialist named Alex North came to town.
Oh, yeah. Wayne Northrop came back as Alex North. Forgot about that.
What? But guess what? It turned out he was Marlena's real husband, who she married in college and forgot about or something.
And there's random flashbacks because he used to be Roman. So there's flashbacks of scenes of them together, the days used. Oh, my God. I forgot all about Alex North. That's hilarious.
So she was torn between her first husband.
Because, by the way, now Roman is played by Josh Taylor, who's the new Roman Brady, who's currently Roman Brady.
So you're telling me. The Roman Brady that she was originally married to is now playing someone completely different that she was married to.
Right. And now he's obsessed with her and he's pretending to be an amnesia specialist because he's obsessed with her.
Why didn't they just have the third Roman go, oh, wait, also he's not Roman.
Oh, the new Roman. Oh, my God. Okay, so the current Roman's been the Roman the longest, technically, but not the original nor the John Black / Roman.
My God.
And it's amazing.
So she's torn between her first husband, who she'd apparently overlooked for decades, and her future third or fourth or fifth and sixth husband, who she originally thought was her second husband, but turned out not to be.
Oh, I love Days of Our Lives.
This time she chose Alex. The first husband.
Yeah.
And John, the third husband, tried to win her back again.
Mm-hmm.
But Marlena and Alex flew to an island to renew their vows. But then he got in a fight and he died.
Yeah.
So Marlena realized that Alex had been abusive to her mm-hmm. in their relationship.
Yes.
So she got over him really fast after he died. Mm-hmm. But she needed to get her stuff together. So she went to New Jersey. Apparently, but she didn't tell John she was going to New Jersey.
Oh.
So John tried to find her. She had gotten herself mixed up in something shady. And when John finally found her, he had to rescue her from a trunk where she was being held captive. This was October of 2006.
Oh, my goodness.
No idea. So they were together, but then they had to fight Stefano's son, EJ, who was sent by Stefano to kill John for some reason. Yeah. I guess because he's supposed to be Stefano's guy.
And Stefano's been obsessed with Marlena from the beginning of time.
Oh, my goodness. This is a lot of trouble to go to. Like, if you can do it all is. This, if you can make people into other people, why don't you just make yourself a new Marlena?
Right.
And brainwash that person.
And we'll just talk about how she did it. In real life, Deidre Hall has a twin sister, and this twin sister was also on the show as her twin sister on Days of Our Lives, but she was killed by a serial killer back in the day.
But not Marlena, the serial killer.
No, not Marlena, the serial killer.
So then John and Marlena got married on December 5th, 2006. This was technically their first marriage to each other. Because the other, obviously she wasn't married to him when he was Roman.
Right.
And then she wasn't married to him when he was married to Hope and didn't know he was married to Hope.
I don't think Princess Gina and John were actually married. They were just together.
They were married.
God, really? God, I can't remember. All that happened so fast.
EJ shot John and he was in a coma.
That's right. Everybody's
and
in a coma.
He didn't wake up until May of 2007. So he was in a coma for like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Almost. No, I guess half a year.
Yeah. Well, when people want to leave the show for a while, they just go into
coma. They're in a coma, like Dr. Drake LaMore.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then John discovered that he was the son of Colleen Brady and Santo Di Maria, making him the half-brother of Stefano.
I remember that whole story. Colleen Brady is Sean Brady, the patriarch of the Brady clan.
Everyone's name Brady.
Sister. And she dated Santo Di Maria, who is Stefano's father. And there was a huge spiel about that, which, by the way, he finds out later he's not. So
sadly. Times.
By the way, we skipped over the whole thing where he thought he was also an Alamein, which I think he actually technically still is. And he was,
Well, none of my internet research told me that.
Brought that part up.
I didn't.
That was kind of a minor part.
There wasn't a lot to go off of.
Vivian's nephew, yeah.
But I am sad to report that John was the victim of a hit and run and died in Marlena's arms in the emergency room. In the emergency room, he died in her arms. So how in the heck did John and Marlena get married in November of 2018 while I was eating shrimp lo mein? See?
I forgot about
that. This is why I'm
so
confused. Because his death was faked by Stefano. How?
All the time.
How do you fake someone dying in the emergency room in someone's arms?
You know, everybody on the show has like legit died and then they were brought back to life. So it's fine.
But you see, it's like when Dr. Drake Ramore fell down the elevator shaft. How do you come back from dying in someone's arms in the hospital?
Yeah, you have a brain transplant or something. It happens. So it's like how you get possessed by the devil.
So John came back to Salem with amnesia again in 2008. He had no memory of Marlena or his family. So he and Marlena divorced because she just can't. I mean, it's okay for you to look different, but it is not okay for you not to remember
me. You can't remember me, so we're no longer together.
John had another accident and was temporarily paralyzed, but he regained his memory of all the biz with Marlena.
Right. When he was paralyzed, those two left town together, and I think they went to Europe to live with Carrie and Austin for a while.
See, it's like in Scooby-Doo and whatever, all of those where the only way to get rid of amnesia is to hit someone on the head again.
So true.
And yeah, okay, fine, fine. So they got married again.
Yes.
And then they both left the show right after that.
Yeah.
The end.
Nope.
Except
that
I watched John propose to Marlena and then marry her right away after I finished my shrimp toast appetizers on my lunch break at China Garden in November of 2018.
And FYI, he had proposed to her a long time ago, but he did it again because she got shot on their original wedding day and then she was in the hospital and then she was somebody else. And then they ended up getting married. He's like, will you marry me right now? So that's why he proposed and they got married right away. But that was kind of because she got shot on their wedding day.
Well,
side note.
Anyway, both actors returned to Days of Our Lives on September 26th of 2011 to celebrate the reopening of the Horton Town Square.
I remember when John was in his wheelchair, but then he got up.
Of course he did.
He did. It's America.
But right after that, John was arrested for embezzlement.
That's right.
At first,
set up by Stefano and EJ, though.
And at first he thought, he was innocent. But then he was like, I never actually know what I did because I basically have cottage cheese brains.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Right.
He thinks he might have actually done it. He doesn't know that EJ framed him.
He did.
Duh.
You know what he was cleared by? A photo of John. And the reason why they know it was different, because the shadows in the photo told what different time it was than the timestamp on the photo.
Oh, I've seen that in like Nancy Drew books.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So it wasn't like that time on the monkeys when he was cleared by the photo of him as a baby with no clothes on. Okay.
I could remember that part of the plot, but some of the stuff I can't remember, which is hilarious. But
so some other crazy stuff happens and John ends up in prison for 50 years. Then someone finds the evidence with the shadows and whatever.
And Drake Hogeson, side note, lost a lot of weight so he could play John Black in prison. That was way earlier, though.
I don't think that's really necessary.
I'm thinking of a different time. Way back when.
So this is when they find out that their marriage isn't legal because John is married to Hope Brady as a result of Stefano's brainwashing.
Okay.
They were married.
Really were
They've
married.
Been married this whole time. I have no idea what happened after 2012.
Which is also not legal because Hope, as a Hope person, was married to Beau when she was presumed dead. So again, that marriage isn't legal.
This is like Inception. I have no idea.
Love it.
This is too much.
Love it.
I did find a source that said it was their sixth wedding, but it didn't really explain what happened between 2012 and 2018. So if you have any thoughts on that.
Yeah, there's been so many things that have happened where they like get apart and then they're back together again. And then he also works for the ISA, which is the International Spy Association, which she doesn't like, of course, because then he's just off and she doesn't know where he is for long periods of time. So that's where they've gone back and forth with. But they've always been the soulmates because of her time when she thought he was Roman. So that's how they, you know, fell in love and have been together. But yeah, they've gone back and forth. And there's been times, of course, where they weren't on the show. So it's just, you know, then they have to make up a backstory for that. Just like when he came back paralyzed and then they were having problems because. And then that was when I think they were apart again. And so many different things happen. And it's like, it's, again, here I am, 30 years of Days of Our Lives on the brain. So I'm like, oh, I can't remember with this. And some of that stuff you said, I'm like, oh my God, I forgot that that happened. And some stuff happens so quickly, you just forget about it. So yeah, most recently, they've been like talking about getting married again. So yeah, they have been planning this marriage for a while. And then most recently, so they were getting married in the town square. Abe Carver, who's the mayor, decides to marry them. But when it happens, Kristen drugs Sammy. Sammy shows up like a crazy person. Kristen forces Sammy to shoot her mom. Wanted her to shoot John. Marlena gets shot. We find out later it wasn't actually Sammy. Then Marlena's in a coma in the hospital.
Yeah.
And they want to pull the plug because that's her advanced directive, which her daughter Belle, her and John's daughter Belle, is a lawyer. So she's like, this is what mom wanted. We have to pull the plug.
Oh, so, no, none of the other coma victims ever had an advanced directive?
No, no one ever had one besides this time with Marlena.
Okay.
And she does. And then, by the way, because of that, they do unplug her from the machine, but then
can't
she wakes up. Sorry, no, air quotes. They unplug, quote unquote. But it turns out, this is a whole part we skipped over, they smuggle Hattie Adams out of prison. Hattie Adams is a lady who is exactly looks just like Marlena, played by Deidre Hall. And she's a crazy person who's tried to take over Marlena's life twice now. So while they unplug Marlena, John and Roman and Kayla, who's a doctor at the hospital, smuggle Hattie out of prison, put her in a bed, and pretend they unplugged Marlena. And it's actually Hattie. And then she wakes up and she's all, I'm fine now. But Hattie's crazy. So she blames Sammy and Belle for ruining her life. And it's hilarious. She swindles John into marrying her.
What did they do with Marlena? And
Marlena's in a secured location in the hospital, still on life support.
Oh.
Till Kristen shows up and tries to shoot her. And then she wakes up out of her coma. And then
that'll do it.
And then Roman tackles Kristen, I think, and they save her. And so Marlena's really alive and awake. Oh, and now they have to figure out how to get Hattie out of the hospital. And all of this stuff goes on. And needless to say, they get all that figured out. Hattie goes back to prison. They find out Marlena's actually Marlena. And as a surprise, they're like, well, let's get that. So they annul the wedding to Hattie, John's marriage to Hattie. John's been married like 47 times now. So that's why you saw it. And they were actually probably getting married. And he was like, oh, will you marry me again? And then they, bam, got married because they were supposed to get married, but Marlena got shot.
But you've been so busy, you haven't been able to see them get married. Is that true?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I still find time for the days.
Oh, well, so you saw them get married?
Yeah.
This time?
They got married the other day. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It was for reals.
So confused.
I know. It's great. So they're married again.
Oh, geez.
This was an awesome trip down memory lane for me of Days of Our Lives because it's like so much happens and people are like, those same people were on when I watched it. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, that's fine.
It's like time just stands still. Nothing ever happens.
It's kind of true.
It all just rehashes. I always used to think it would be really cool to be a writer for a soap opera because you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, you can age anybody any way you want, because mm-hmm. that's the other thing, you know, that baby they had, which was Belle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was in like 93 and she's currently like 35, FYI. They aged her and Brady very rapidly. They actually call that something in the soap opera world that it's like rapid something aging syndrome or something like they nice. Do. And they age children nice. And they just show up randomly. Same with like, yeah, you know, that happened with Sierra Hope's daughter and all those other people. So, but that is the moral of the story and why John and Marlene are getting married again. Even though they've been married since 1986.
I don't understand.
As other people.
Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Steve.
And we're your host to our podcast, I Used to Know, where we dive into the past to seek out old facts and new situations to boldly go...
Scott, come on, that's the wrong show.
Oh, sorry.
Where we dive into things we used to know when we were kids that are no longer true.
We talk about history, about how things have changed.
And of course, how this affected us while we were growing up.
Meaning funny stories.
That's right.
That's I Used to Know, where the two is actually the number two. You could find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
And on our website, iusedtoknow.com, and that's still the number two. And check us out on Facebook at I Used to Know or iu2k.com/Facebook.
We can't wait to hear from you. Threes and eights, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Sometimes there'll be a story happening and then you'll be really upset because you want to know what happens, but you have to miss it for a couple days. Yeah. And then when you come back, nothing has happened.
True.
That's what happened on General Hospital when like this dude that Bobby was in love with, he was blind mm-hmm. and Bobby had been helping him. And then one day he woke up and he could kind of see stuff. And so then I was in like the eighth grade or something and my mom wanted to go to the mall and I was like, I can't, I have to watch it. My show. And she was all mad at me. And so I got mad because I missed it that day. Nothing happened for like 3 days.
Yeah.
And they didn't even go back to those characters.
Only within the last like 2 years of my life have I decided, sometimes when you're watching your DVR, there's like interrupted by a press conference from like the White House. And I'm like, oh my God, how could they possibly interrupt Days exactly. of Our Lives for this important information? And I would then wait and watch the whole show on the app so that I could watch the whole show. And just recently, within the last 2 years, I'm like, I think it'll be okay if I miss one day. Because I'm old, and now I'm like, you know what? I don't goodness. Really have time to do this. Because you can't watch it on the app till the next day.
Yeah.
And so I sometimes don't have time for that. And so, yeah. So I recently started watching. We're like, okay, if I didn't see part of that episode, I'll be fine. And I've been able to figure out what happened.
That's a good episode. We should wrap it up.
Wrap it
up. Because it's going to get long.
Long and drawn out.
Like a soap opera.
Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.